Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Somebody went to the University of Fancy.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
It's hard to find who the actual host of the program is.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Time to wake up!
Wake up!
I would rather swallow a pregnant wildcat and crap out a litter of kittens.
Wow, I need some time to process that.
Good morning. Now, that was quite a great ending to start the show. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Terrific.
I need to like pump myself up. I'm a little sleepy today.
Oh. Why? What'd you do last night?
Didn't do anything. I don't know.
It's the night before catching up.
I know. I'm a little, it's humid out.
Yeah, and allergies are bad.
Oh, wait till I tell you about mosquitoes this year in St. Louis.
Mm. Bad?
You'll just have to wait, Tim. But they could be really good or really bad.
Real great mosquitoes this year, huh?
Like, not as many, and they're real nice.
Yeah, just a little nicer.
And they fire up nicely on the grill.
Oh. Am I the only one that gets big, like, I get big welts when I get bit by mosquitoes?
You mean like mosquito bites?
But it like swells up.
Really?
And then it goes away.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's enormous.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And apparently, like, my type of the person I am gets bit more by mosquitoes than other people.
And what type is that, the person you are?
Oh, I think...
Yummy.
Beer. And there's something else. I'll look it up before we do the mosquito break.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait for it. And then there's something that Tim will have today that is going to make so many people happy in foodstuffs.
Oh, yeah. Big, big news.
It's huge. It doesn't make me happy at all. I don't ever use this stuff, but people love it.
I'm into it.
I think people ask for extra when they get this item.
I think that you're right.
All right. So that, and we have two announcements today.
Mm-hmm. Big ones. Pretty big ones.
Yeah, big announcements. I mean, not as big as the Einstein bagel. Mac and cheese bagel.
That was pretty huge.
Or that you joined the show officially.
Yeah, that was mild.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was all last Friday, but we have two today. One at 7:25 and one at 8:10. And both are things that we would love for you to join us at.
Yeah.
Two good times for you guys to get involved with.
That's right. All right. And Afton will be here around 8:25 this morning with another edition of Who on the Show. Today, weather-wise, like I said this morning, when I got out, it just felt real thick to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining. I'd much rather it be warm than that nasty April that we had. But yeah, sunny today. There is a chance for isolated showers in the forecast. We're going to be up to 89. Not ready for those 90s yet.
Nope.
And then tomorrow, it looks like 90. And then Saturday and Sunday, Mother's Day weekend, highs around 90. So we are straight 9-0. Tim's heading out of town tomorrow.
That's right.
Do you ever look at the temperature where you're going?
Yeah.
Like this time of year you do?
Yeah, but not in L.A. because it doesn't change that much.
It really, yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Yes.
But, you know, like when I was in Omaha last week, I did. And then, yeah, I'll be in Milwaukee soon. So I'll keep an eye on those. But L.A., I don't care.
Ooh, Milwaukee. Have you ever been to the Safe House in Milwaukee?
No, what's that?
You should go. The Safe House is the best bar. It's a spy-themed restaurant. With all these kind of, it's got like a hidden entrance and it's really cool.
Really?
Yeah, I remember the first time I went in there, I was sitting at the bar and I was talking to the guy who runs it. I said, tell me the story of this place. He said, well, it was started in the 60s, late 60s by an attorney. It's like, oh, that's interesting. It's like, yeah, this bar's done so good, he quit being an attorney.
Wow. Really?
Man. Yeah.
It's a neat, neat place.
I will check that out. That sounds awesome.
Well, next time I'm in Milwaukee, I've never been, but when I do, I may go there just for the Safe House.
Just for the Safe House, yeah.
And I'd love to tell you where it is, but I don't remember the street, and there's no signage on the outside. It says, like, International Exporters or something like that on the outside. So it's so spy-themed. Yeah, you got to look for it.
Oh, yeah, I like those kind of places.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, it's 64 now, and here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, we're starting off with some issues in the Westplex Highway N at Dardy.
Y98, Courtney and Company morning show. Jen yesterday, you know, we kept putting it off because she said she had a really sweet, sad story about the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the only reason I'm on Facebook now is to help share lost pets and to watch dog and cat videos. That's about all I do. Or if there's pandas too. Pandas, have you seen the video with the panda eating the carrot?
No.
It's amazing. All it is a panda just eating a carrot. But I see it. It's people post it every day and I watch it every time because it's that remarkable. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it looks like a human dressed up in a panda suit eating a carrot. I'll send it to you, Tim.
Please do. I got to watch this immediately.
Yeah, you have a new Courtney's Canine clip up at Y98.com. It's a little baby playing chase with a German shepherd.
See that.
So cute.
Yes. And I like those dodo videos I'm obsessed with. Like any sweet animal
story. What's a dodo
video? Dodo is a Facebook page and they share all these great animal videos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All the time.
I'm familiar.
But, I mean, they're always sweet stories and, just makes you realize why pets are so important in our lives. Well, this story is remarkable. A house caught on fire in Indiana Tuesday night. Nobody was home. And they had a house full of Labrador retrievers. 7 dogs. 2 of them were pregnant. It turned out that the person that lived there had a dog breeding business. That's why they had so many dogs. Okay. All the dogs were unconscious when the first responders got there and they had smoke inhalation. Mm. But luckily, the fire department had a bunch of oxygen masks specifically for pets.
No way.
Really?
And they had enough of them to save every single dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of the dogs was in worse shape and one of the police officers had to rush that dog to the vet in their squad car, and a firefighter did CPR in the back seat, and that dog survived.
Wow.
And the weird thing is, the reason they had all these masks is because some dog lover donated these dog masks to them about 10 years ago, and it was the third time that they had to use them.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
That's awesome.
I don't want to watch that video. That's not as, you know, that might scar me a little bit, but it's good to know that they all survived.
Yeah. Just watch the panda carrot video
one more
time. I'm sending
you that. I'm telling you.
I don't look at carrots the same since Jen's story yesterday about the carrot up her daughter's nose that got trapped.
The baby carrot in the nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a hard time wrapping your brain around how you're supposed to get it out and not have to go to the urgent care.
I was confused. That's on me though.
You kind of want to try it up your own nose now, don't you?
See what happens.
Somebody get this out.
Yeah.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Enterprise Bank on the
Y98 with Courtney and Company. Another beautiful day on tap. Slight chance for some showers, but we'll see some sun and a high of 89. We'll have news and traffic in just a few minutes.
All right, I just read something that says that women and how many pair of shoes they own.
Oh, okay.
How many pair of shoes?
I feel like I'm low.
I'm low too, but I have a ton of shoes, but I need to throw out a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I'm holding on to some.
Sarah's really good about that. Like going through her stuff and then like every, literally like every 6 months or so going through her clothes and going through her shoes and getting rid of what she needs to get rid of. But she's got a ton.
What do you do with shoes? I can't donate mine.
You can't donate them to Goodwill.
No.
And I have some favorite shoes. I have boots and a pair of heels that I love so much that I took them to the
cobbler.
Yep. He cobbled them for me, and they're just like new.
Good cobbler's hard to find, man.
Yeah, I know. I'd say I have like 20 pair.
Yeah, you're average. It's 72% of women say they own more than 21 pair of shoes.
I'm not really into it. Like, there are some women who are into it.
I'm into comfortable now, you know, like that look good and are comfortable. You know, surprisingly, the Rebas... not comfortable.
The Reba McEntire shoes you bought?
Reba McEntire is a line of shoes.
I bought 2 pair.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know they were her line until the box came. And then I almost didn't buy them. I love Reba. She's great.
Are the shoes fancy?
They are. Yeah, I think hookers wore them.
But they have let you down, huh?
Yeah.
Because you really don't know if the shoe is going to be comfortable until you wear it that first night out.
For hours.
Yes.
Standing in them for hours is key.
Right. So I got to get rid of the Reebers. How about you guys? How many pair of shoes do you think you have?
I think I have
Kevin,
about...
Kevin, you get there's one pair you have. We need to burn
those black shoes.
They're so comfortable. They're Nike Monarchs.
No, they're a fashion dose.
Oh, they're terrible. And I'll even admit they're very
ugly. Have
you
seen them, Lance?
They look...
I don't think I paid that much attention.
They are bad.
They look like old man orthopedic shoes.
In black.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of solid
white. Are they comfortable?
White.
They're extremely comfortable.
I'm kind of with Courtney. The older I've gotten, I'm more on the
but
comfort
I, they
side.
They kind of have to look good, too. They can't be like, here they are. Sorry. Sorry, world. I've given up.
Tim has comfortable, good-looking shoes.
Kevin,
I think he has to take Kevin shoe shopping.
Oh, yeah.
They're called Allbirds. And they're great because they're comfortable in the same way that like slippers are, but also... lots of support. They're pretty amazing.
Kevin.
My whole family had them, and I was like, no way. And then I got them, and I haven't taken them off.
They're nice. Yeah.
I have a ton of shoes because I tend not to throw things away, like clothing, or just I tend to be a bit of a hoarder. So I only wear probably 3 or 4 pairs of shoes, but I have... Ew.
You do have some hoarding tendencies, don't you?
I'm not proud of it.
I want to hear how many pairs of shoes he has.
15.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not bad. No.
Thanks, everybody.
Nick has probably 40.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I'll count today.
He's a shoe guy.
With some arriving on your doorstep today.
Yeah.
Is he like a sneakerhead?
Oh, he's got every Adidas sneaker you can imagine.
Well, he's an Adidas guy.
Oh, big time.
Huh.
Adidas only. Yeah. But then he's got so many. I can't even. I'm gonna count his shoes when I get home tonight.
Does he have a tracksuit like a Run DMC Adidas?
He wishes he could pull it off.
I could see him pulling it off.
No, he would do the sweatpants maybe, but no, that is not. He would never do that.
He buys the baby tracksuits for
he does
your friends
for babies.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I could see Nick pulling it off. I mean, he's always wearing those huge clocks around his neck, so it feels like it would be a good.
Yep.
Gotta know what time it is.
Yeah. That's like a nice timepiece.
Yeah.
The other little notes about shoes, 70% have asked a stranger where they got their shoes. I have. If I see a cute pair of flats that look comfy and are stylish.
People have asked me about these quite a bit, honestly.
Yeah. I think Kevin would do well with those.
I think I would. I've got a decent pair on today. These are my Skechers. You don't like these?
Just doesn't love them.
Well, no, they were cute when you got them.
Right.
15 years ago.
Yeah, you should get some of these. Get the wife on the phone, get permission, and we'll order some.
I think I'm going to buy you them as a gift.
Okay.
All right.
You got me some shoes years ago that I still have.
Did I?
She got me some Bass dress shoes from the Bass outlet.
Why did I do that?
Because I need better shoes.
Wow, you don't even remember. That was a drunk purchase right there.
Why are you so rude? I'm sure it was. It was probably at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Kevin needs some shoes.
Might have been after the San Diego Padres game.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about the Padres. We'll talk about a new Harvard University study that shows the Beatles may have been right. That's after Lance Hildebrand at Traffic.
And Traffic is sponsored by... Delicate.
198 with Taylor Swift, who kicked off her tour a couple nights ago in Arizona. We have the whole set list for you. I'm not going to run it down, but Delicate was number 10. And in Schmig, we'll talk about what she started and ended with and how many songs you're not going to know.
All right. Bad news for St. Louis. Orkin just released their annual list of worst cities for skeeters.
Oh, no.
What about June bugs? Those have been annoying lately.
Oh, man. She doesn't like those.
I have a thing.
Don't bring it up.
Sorry.
But here's my weird thing with June bugs.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
But if I see one on their back, I'll flip it over.
Oh.
Because it looks terrible to me.
So you're a purveyor of compassionate hate is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Good person alert.
I don't want to like, that was a humble brag, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they're really, okay, last year, St. Louis, I believe, was 26 on the list.
Okay, which being, you know, in terms of like city size, we're what, 22?
Well, we've moved up 20 spots.
What?
Wow.
What happened?
What are they basing? This is just This is just number of mosquitoes?
Yeah, trends. Oh. And number one is Atlanta, and this is their fifth year.
Ooh.
For skeeters. The rest of the top five cities, Dallas, mm-hmm. New York, D.C., Chicago. And I think Kansas City is like, they're up there too. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
like
good.
13, maybe.
I'm glad they're good. I mean, you know, they're like,
I felt like we had a terrible winter. And isn't that what's supposed to make bugs better?
People, every time that would happen, I would always hear that you guys think it's going to make it better, but it's not.
Right. What can make it better?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think somebody was saying it made it worse somehow. I don't understand how that works.
They're very attracted to me. And so I looked up what attracts mosquitoes to you.
Yeah.
And
there are certain like features that you have, like eye color, hair color, right? Like
I couldn't find any of that, but I did see backyard beers. So that's one.
You love a good BYB.
I do. And your outfit could help a mosquito find you.
What if it has flowers on it?
Dark clothes and denim, because you stand out against a horizon. That's when mosquitoes are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Dusk. But another one that's definitely not me.
I'm going to wear all green from now on.
People that exercise, because they're emitting a lot of carbon dioxide.
Oh, yeah.
And, let's see, exhaled chemicals. That may be another thing.
But yeah. They're like, this doesn't smell like the mosquito truck fumes.
And you know what? I know a lot of people love that Skin So Soft. I cannot stand it.
Why don't you like it?
Stuff?
I don't like the smell of it at all.
Huh.
And it's so greasy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I use a lot of natural stuff, but it's oily.
Ugh.
If you don't like the smell of it, then you'd be a good skeeter yourself.
Thanks, Lance.
You would make a great mosquito. He's right.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Ryan Reynolds with a message for people who want to post spoilers about Deadpool 2. And we have a little update on the film. There was a typo that caused a little misinformation.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll have that in about 6 minutes on Y98. Don't let me down. It's Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. Okay, Taylor Swift, opening night on Tuesday. They have the set list, if you're a person who likes that. I'm curious.
I am too.
You know, when I get a little nervous in books, I like zip ahead a few pages to make sure everything's all right.
You do.
Because I get a little anxious. tons of hits. And Taylor Swift made sure that she played at least one song from every album. And of course, since 1989 was bonkers, she plays all the hits from that one. So rest assured, you're going to get all the hits from last one. It's kind of brilliant looking at her set list, because I don't want to spoil the whole thing for you, but she starts with Ready For It.
Mm.
And now I'm thinking to myself, she's a genius. Did she just write that song so she could kick off her tour with it? Because that's a great first song. Are you ready for it?
It's like the Stones and Start Me Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she ends with my favorite song from the new album. I've been saying it for years. This is why we can't have nice things. Ryan Reynolds has a message for people who see Deadpool 2. Don't say a bleeping word about the fun stuff in the movie. Here's another little thing. Someone sent an email to us about the film.
Because there's a screening this afternoon. I'm going to go see it around 3 o'clock today.
Yeah. And we were surprised because it's PG-13. They just sent an email out yesterday. That was a typo.
Yeah, that changes everything.
It does. Totally.
Because the first one being rated R was such a big deal, because it was the first comic book movie that was rated R. And then
huge.
Huge. Kind of for that reason. It's part of what made it fun to see, because you don't see movies, you know, like that. And we were a little alarmed when we got the PG-13 email.
I'm telling you, if you want to laugh, you got to watch the Celine Dion video with Deadpool dancing. It's almost embarrassing and weird. But then at the end, Ryan Reynolds shows up. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. He's Deadpool.
He said they've spent 2 years maintaining the highest level of super secrets, so don't ruin it for everybody. A new list of the most popular 90s sitcoms in each state. Aren't you curious what people Google?
Yes.
I have to say, Seinfeld only got two.
Really? New York was one, obviously, and Massachusetts. But the most popular, Friends.
Yeah. It's on so many different networks. I think that it's easy to catch. It's the easiest to catch. And Big Bang Theory now, too, is another one.
Yeah.
Family Guy.
Yeah. But Friends, the winner in 13 states, including Illinois. Missouri had King of Queens.
Oh, that's interesting.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was second with 5 states. Solid. Also, That 70s Show, Everybody Loves Raymond.
There's a couple funny ones in there.
The Nanny had Louisiana and Florida.
Yeah, I
Sabrina
still see that
the Teenage Witch. And then...
What was Utah? Utah.
Was that
Utah was Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay. No, there's one that had Step by Step.
Yes.
Oh, that was a...
Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
With Patrick Duffy.
Yep. Suzanne Summers.
That's right.
Rob Lowe was on Ellen yesterday. That man does not age. He's, I don't know, he's like some sort of...
He is. Other. That was my guy growing up.
Rob Lowe.
Posters and such.
He's aged well. Let's say that. He said he sleeps better on the road because he's not with his wife. They've been together for 27 years. But he dished a lot about her. He said it's hard for her to sleep next to Cheryl because she's up until all hours playing Family Feud on her iPad.
Man.
He'll be asleep and she's like, honey, honey, quick, name 5 foods that are gross. I want to go to bed.
That's mean. That's a low blow.
No. That
L-O-W-E.
No.
Nope. There was nope. It wasn't. We didn't not laugh because we didn't know the spelling.
No.
L-O-W-E.
Spelling jokes on radio are tough.
And yet I nailed it. I mean.
And yet. ..
Last night I sat on the couch and watched Netflix, John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous at Radio City. I've been meaning to watch it for a while. And there were a couple jokes in there that he did during his Saturday night monologue, including Sir Patrick Stewart introducing Salt and Peppa. Well, there's crazy story about Salt Peppa from Salt and Peppa. She's dating a guy who's still married with a kid and his wife is pregnant. And she posted something wishing him a happy birthday. She said, keep pushing and being a good dad and God will handle the rest. Well, his wife lost it. She said that Peppa's a D-list has-been senior citizen celebrity.
Woo!
Whoa. Keep pushing it.
Yeah, right.
He was just trying to spice things up a little bit.
Good Lord.
Is he bold-legged?
And speaking of... No, that was Salt who was into that.
Oh, okay.
It might have been Peppa. On Netflix, new series starring Michael C. Hall from Dexter. It's called Safe. And then a bunch of season finales on network TV. Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Chicago Fire, Mom, and Atlanta. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840 and online at 198.com.
Wrap that thing up before another joke flies in.
Low blow.
And what was Kevin's? Push it?
Push it.
Now they're like, they're going to be like tag team punning.
Don't you know every word to shoot? Is
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe someday you can perform that for us.
I would love that, Courtney. Today's thank you for that opportunity.
I would like it for my birthday, maybe.
Here I go.
Nope. Her birthday's not until
October. Yes.
Plenty of rehearsal time.
Here's Lance with traffic.
Sponsored by BP Gasoline. We got some...
Kesha and Macklemore on Courtney and Company. And if you love Courtney and Company, or if you just love Courtney, or if you just love one person on the show.
Kevin, Jen, Tim, Lance.
Yes. Around 7:25, we have a big announcement for you. It's not as big as when we learned that the plural of beef is beeves.
That changed my whole life.
Yeah. Still reeling.
But it's big and it's fun and it's a fun thing that you can do with the show. So we'll have details on that for you.
Okay, so this morning I watched this video and the video itself is just an average brawl that broke out. But the place it broke out is funny and the MC of the event is funny because they were at a charity cornhole tournament.
Stop it right now. We will stop. This is absolutely ridiculous.
If y'all are over there with this,
get out of here. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Oh my God, she's totally a mom.
Oh, I mean, it's there's shirts that come off. I mean,
stop!
It's cornhole.
This is ridiculous. This is the tournament.
I didn't realize she was on a mic until that
time.
I thought she was just like shooting the video. No, she's announcing, letting people know.
She's keeping up the scores, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were some good names of teams in that cornhole tournament too. I would love to hear weird place that you were. Where a fight broke out.
Oh, yeah. We will turn this car around if you don't stop fighting at this cornhole tournament.
You can text us all the time, but I would love to hear about a funny fight story. 314-531-9898.
Texting obsession. That's coming up in the next 7 minutes. But right now, Camila Cabello on Y98.
Zipper. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The 12K a day giveaway. From Y98.
I need to get that woman on some Xanax or something. Zipper texted
I need to be on it after hearing that.
I know. It freaks me out every time.
72881. That's your short code to text Zipper this hour. Do it before the end of the hour and you can win $1,000. It's that simple.
All right. So fighting. Have you ever witnessed a fight break out anywhere? Anyone on the show? I know her.
Yeah. It's really why I don't go out for New Year's Eve anymore, because two New Year's Eves in a row, I was witness to fights.
Oh, yeah. Really? You know, that's why I heard from bar owners, they take out their pool tables.
On New Year's Eve?
No. Oh. Period. You don't find a lot of bars now with pool tables.
Really? Oh, remember when we were both out at a place in the county, and there was a fight that broke out at the pool table. Remember when we went to see that band in Kirkwood? And
oh, yes.
And there was a fight that happened at the, and it was like a really old guy and a really young guy.
Yes.
It was so random.
Wasn't there a girl involved, too?
I think they were fighting over a girl.
The girl was real mouthy.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Where was it? You're not going to
say. No, I don't want to say the place. It's not their fault.
No.
The pool table thing, do you think because of the competition, like they're competing?
Yes.
Or it's because everybody just can't wait to break a pool stick over their knee and go, let's do this.
Roadhouse. Yeah. Right. Where's Dalton?
I've had enough.
I'm taking Dalton down. I've seen like little skirmishes, but nothing. I was part of one time. Remember that time I had that dance to raise money to go on a vacation? I hit the woman with my mop in the head, right in the forehead.
Great. Way to go.
She was in my face. I was trying to clean, and I just went. And there's something in me wanted to just really hit her in the head with the stick.
So she did.
So I went, boom. Felt good.
Wow.
She deserved it.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch. I mean, mostly at bars and regular spots, but the weirdest spot I ever saw when I saw, I've seen a movie, Times Square in New York City. It was like a midnight showing of Planet of the Apes, like the Mark Wahlberg one.
Okay.
So this is a long time ago.
So when they relaunched the whole franchise.
Exactly. So it was my brother and I. He was visiting me in New York, and we were in the front row, like before, you know, there's the aisle in the movie, the middle of the movie theater that splits kind of the two sections.
Yeah.
They're sort of down on the floor. So we were in that front row there, and the movie hadn't even started. People were just coming in, and this fight broke out right in front of us. Full swings, these big dudes swinging and everything, and we're just like, and then four dudes jump from the row behind us, literally over our heads.
To get involved?
To get involved. Wow. Well, to break it up, basically.
Oh, okay.
But swings were thrown. It was insane. It was right in front of us, literally front row seat to this fight. And I'll never forget, there was this enormous guy sitting right next to me on the other side. And right when it was over and calmed down, I looked at him and said, "Don't worry, man. I had your back. You were going to be all right." He didn't find it as funny as my brother.
Do guys get all pumped up when a fight happens?
Yeah.
Come on, be honest. Like,
what do you mean?
Like you're like,
if
cool.
You're in a fight?
No,
oh.
Watching.
Yes!
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
As long as it's like a situation where if just two guys square off, there's nothing better. If it's a little bit of a like, uh-oh, people around are going to get hurt, or this is a weird situation, or there are kids around or whatever. But if you're just like at a bar and two guys just square off and are going to start, you know,
Going at it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we were talking about this because a fight broke out at a charity cornhole tournament. And it's always guys, and it's always competition in something.
Yeah.
All right. It's not always guys.
It's you. No, it's not always.
No.
It's not.
No.
You're right. a girl fight would be even more exciting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are entertaining, I must say.
Lance is the thing for that.
I think they're much more entertaining than guy fights.
That's right.
Are.
Shoes come off.
Yep.
It's more of a nuanced
hair pulling, yeah. Earrings are, you know, they're in play.
Well, yeah, they should be out.
They yeah. should be, if
yeah. You, before you start, you got to take those off. Yeah. Kevin, what kind of text did you get?
We did get a girl fight. A girl fight at the hair salon. It was between two stylists. Apparently, a mom took her kid in to get a haircut, and she was wondering why they were just kind of sitting around. All of a sudden, the two just started going after each other, and then, you know.
Is that your, that's a
like
terrible.
Wow,
effect. That was.
You should have seen his slapping of the mic. It yeah. was pathetic.
Very aggressive.
That's crazy.
I think I could take Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I think so, too.
Especially if you had a mop.
Don't mess with me when I'm cleaning, man. Yeah. I'm already unhappy I'm cleaning.
A little on edge.
If you want to text us, your weird place, a fight broke out. 314-531-9898.
But right now, it's news and traffic. The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. An EpiPen shortage and scientists warning that the volcano on Hawaii's Big Island could be getting ready to really blow. We'll have that for you after Lance Hildebrand in traffic.
Sponsored by Credit Karma. In
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.